May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. We are once again at the beginning of the good news today. And the gospel passage for today doesn't skip a beat. From verse 1, Mark takes us to the wilderness with a wild-eyed, camel-clad John the Baptist hanging out next to a river, eating strange things. To say that this is strange, however, doesn't do the passage justice. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ according to Mark, after all. Chapter 1, verse 1. And we have already skipped over everything we usually associate with this season as we make our way toward Christmas morning. Nowhere in Mark do we find a manger scene with angels and shepherds in tow, nor do we get a thorough accounting of Jesus' lineage, tracing his origins back to Father Abraham. Gone is the visit of the wise men, or a long and thorough theological explanation on the nature and identity of Jesus Christ. That is the stuff of Matthew, Luke, and John. Mark, instead, calls the question right away in the wilderness with John the Baptist preaching a baptism of repentance. Mark asks us if we are willing to follow this wandering Messiah, the way of Jesus, the path that he walked, winds its way through the wilderness road, far from the places you know and love. Now, today's passage from Isaiah does much the same. Scholars agree that this excerpt from the book of Isaiah, the introduction to the 40th chapter, marks a transition of sorts. We are hearing the message of the prophet to a people experiencing exile. Where in previous chapters the prophet encourages those facing grave threats at home, here Isaiah speaks a word of comfort for those who find themselves strangers in a strange land. The prophet's poetic description is noteworthy in its allusion to a much longer story. Exile is yet another wilderness experience for the people of Israel. They are far from home, just as their ancestors once were, and they know that the way through the wilderness is full of trials and tribulations. Just what were the people who put the lectionary thinking by inviting us in Advent to consider this wilderness road? Now, we don't live anywhere near the Judean wilderness. Most of us aren't experiencing exile. You could say that we are actually experiencing the complete opposite. Most of us haven't left home for what feels like a very long time. And yet the truth of the matter is that this has been a year like no other. I've grown tired of saying the word unprecedented. I've grown tired of saying how tired I am of saying it. I know now the strange comfort I took in everyday things like a brief hug or a handshake. I know the stress and anxiety I feel that comes with not knowing what this will mean for our common life from one day to the next. It is not so much a matter of actual displacement here, but it sure feels like we are far from the home we once knew. And maybe you are there too. Or maybe there are other circumstances that have brought you far from home, far from the person you once were, a debilitating disease, a strained relationship with a partner, a friend, a family member, an addiction that saps the joy out of living as it covers you in a cloud of shame and disappointment and despair. Friends, it does not take much for us to lose our way. It doesn't take much to stumble into a pit of grief and despair. Years ago, I remember hearing the executive director of a homeless shelter speak. I was in college in Seattle at the time. I remember it was a rainy winter evening there. And this man shared stories of the people with whom he interacted with on a day-to-day basis, heart-wrenching stories of the ways they had been dealt one bad hand after another. Stories filled with grief and pain. The director also happened to be a pastor. So as the Q&A after his talk was wrapping up, someone got up and actually asked him a theological question. How do you keep believing what you preach from the pulpit? How do you keep hope alive in the face of the tragedies you see day after day, after day? Oof, that's a serious question. How do you keep believing? So the director paused for a moment, but he barely missed a beat. It isn't hard to believe, he said, when you have seen as many resurrections as I have. It isn't hard to believe when you have seen as many resurrections as I have. Friends, we have a challenging season ahead of us, a Christmas that may not live up to our expectations, a winter that may keep some of us home while others struggle to make ends meet. But I take strange comfort in the words of Scripture today, not simply because they herald the good news of God with us, but also because they show us that God is able to meet us on the wilderness road. And not just that, it is in the wilderness that our journey with God begins. In the struggle to be God's people, not in spite, but in the face of trials, not in spite, but in the face of a pandemic, not in spite, but in the face of a struggling economy, not in spite, but in the face of your own personal struggle, your own mistakes, your own pain. This is a God who makes a way out of no way. A God who will carve a highway in the wilderness, overturn mountains and valleys so that you can get back home. This is a God who preaches new birth as the days get shorter and the months grow colder. A God for whom there are no rejects or hopeless cases. This is the God we serve. You know, I still think it is so strange, the fact that the Gospel of Mark begins in the wilderness with this wild-eyed saint in strange clothes preaching repentance. But the truth is that it begins where we begin our own journey of faith. The Gospel of Mark begins with baptism. Before the pandemic, we used to have baptisms once a month here. And it's been a while. It's been much longer than I expected since we were able to do that. But today I am reminded of a question right in the middle of the baptismal service, a question the whole congregation answers in the baptismal covenant. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? I will, with God's help. Friends, the question doesn't say if you fall into sin. It says when you fall into sin. John preached a baptism of repentance to anyone who would listen, not just infants. The people who came to him had plenty of life experience. They came to him with their baggage and their problems and their mistakes, and yet God called each of them out into the wilderness to seek out the good news of a God of life and hope and second chances. Wherever you are, wherever you have been, wherever these next few months lead us, it is never too late for you to experience new birth and resurrection. In this season of Advent, let us hold fast to that hope, which is no blind optimism, but faithful practice. Let us walk in the way of Jesus, the one who has promised to lead us through the wilderness, come what may. Amen.